The Mishnah tells us Masmer Hagara, which is a machlokas, how to translate it. Is it the pricking point that you use for the guys who bloodlet, or maybe it's the bar that's used by the blacksmith? Either way, Tamei, it has its own status of Tuma. Vishal Evan Ashos Tor, but if it's the pin from the sundial, so that's really not a kli by itself, and so therefore it's Tor. Rav Tzadok Mintami, Rav Tzadok says it's going to be Tamei. Masmer Agardi, the weaver's rod, that's a piece of metal, right? So that's going to be Tamei. V'aron Chol Grossos, but the chest of bean grinders, Rabbi Tzadok Mintami, V'chachamim Mintami, Rabbi Tzadok says that is Tamei. It's got its status of a kli. And Rabbi and the Chachamim disagree. They say that's a kliates that's made for comfort. It's not supposed to be moved. So Rav Tzadok says sometimes you move it to fix it, but we don't. So therefore, it's considered movable, and so therefore it should be tamei. But Chachamim say that's not called moving it for its own purpose, and so therefore they say it's tar. If the wagon was made out of metal, in other words, if it was put on something that was metal, so then it's going to be tamei, even according to the Chachamim, because it's made there. It's made as a not as a item. It's made as a davar letashmish. It's its own significant item. Masmish eskinolios posech v'noabo. What if I fixed the nail, right, and bent it in such a way so that I use it as a key? So matamei. So then it's a kli. It's going to be tamei. Ha'asi l'shmira tahor. But if it's there to show people, if you go in there or not, it's supposed to be a sign, like a protection. So then tahor. It's not a kli and it's going to be tahor. Masmish eskinolios posech bo esachavis. What if I have a nail that I made in order to open a barrel with it? So is the fact that I now established the purpose of the nail to open a barrel? So Rabbi Akiva says you could turn it into a kli and mitame. Bachachamim omer machi itzerfenu. Unless you harden it specifically with this idea in mind, it's not a kli. It's not now all of a sudden called a barrel opener. Masmish el shulchani. If you have a metal bar that you use to fold down a window, you have this shutter that opens down to be a table when you are working as a money changer in a bank. So the metal bar that holds the shutter down, it's tar. But Rav Tzadok metame, and Rav Tzadok says no, it's not. It's tamei. It's its own kli. It stands apart. So shlosh dvarim Rav Tzadok metame v'chachamim metarim. So in the end, there are three things that Rav Tzadok says is tamei, and the chachamim say they're tar, right? Masmir shel shulchani, aron shel grossos, umasmir shel even ourselves. Right, when we deal with the bar of the money changer, the chest of the bean grinder, and of course the pin that's used in the sundial. So Rav Tzadok Metami, Rav Tzadok considers all of these things for various different reasons. They're all considered kelim, so therefore they have the ability to become tamei. V'chachamim metarim, and the chachamim say they don't have the ability to become tamei. They're only part of a kli, or they are attached to the ground, or they have other reasons in of themselves they don't have their own title in of themselves. And so therefore, the Chachamim say those things are going to be tar. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody, have a wonderful, terrific day.